Ahead of the centennial, I spoke to Vicki Arnett, president of the Topeka and Shawnee County League of Women Voters. Vicki has worked on women's rights campaigns and various other social justice causes for 4 decades. She's also my mother.
It's actually that cold. I'll get some more coffee.
You've been making a really full pot.
When I asked what drew her to the women's rights movement, I learned about an all but forgotten moment in Kansas history. A group of young women calling themselves the Feminist Forum made some serious waves in Hutchinson in the 1970s. After graduating from Kansas State University in 1973, Vicki moved back to Hutchinson, her hometown, to start her first job as a social worker. The city had recently seen a sharp spike in sexual assaults, and people were really on edge. The problem got so bad that in March 1974, the Hutchinson Police Department held a public meeting on the issue to reassure a frightened community. According to local news coverage of that meeting, it seems like police had good intentions, but Vicki and many of the women in attendance were not satisfied with what they had to say.
It was basically, you know, don't go out after dark and, you know, lock your doors and windows and don't answer. It's this kind of stuff that was like, it was terrible. It was terrible. So after the meeting was over, I went up to several of the women who seemed to feel the same way I did. And eventually, you know, through this forum, we started the Feminist Forum.
Feminist Forum Women for Human Rights became the group's official name. Dissatisfied with police response to sexual assaults, the members of the Feminist Forum started holding their own meetings.
Public meetings, and had speakers, and you know, the media was real interested in what we were doing, and we had these meetings at the junior college. Basically well-educated women, connected women is what I mean. But we continued these discussions, public discussions, because, you know, the level of sexual assault in the community was continuing. We had another public meeting with the police department. There was a huge turnout. You know, I mean, it's been one of the largest public meetings in Hutchinson at the time.
Not everyone was happy about the Feminist Forum's activities. Some public officials denounced them in the local news, calling them agitators. Others just seemed befuddled and unsure how to respond to all of these women and their demands.
It was a stressful time because it makes communities uncomfortable. Small communities like that, to have things like that. But I do believe that they're a much better place for it now.
As the centennial of the state's ratification of the 19th Amendment approaches, Vicki says the preoccupying goal of her activism nowadays is to encourage all citizens to register and vote, especially women. Given how long and how hard women fought for that right, it's something no one should take for granted. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Emily Thompson.